Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord for you. I thank you that you're able to join me today, and I just want to wish you a most blessed and prosperous new year. This is a time of new discoveries in God, a time of growing in the things of the Lord. The Lord has many things ahead for us, good things. Although it might be getting more evil and darker in the world, The Word of God says the glory of the Lord shall be seen upon us, praise God. And I believe that we're going to see the greatest move of God before He does return. And the hour is very late. But I just want to extend to you and yours a most blessed and prosperous new year. And in keeping with a time of new beginnings, if you will, we've been looking the last several days at a verse of scripture found in Psalms. It's Psalm 37, 4, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And we've been taking our time looking at that verse, looking at what does it mean. We understand the promise really well, that if we will delight ourselves in the Lord, He'll give us our heart's desires. And I believe as we continue to love and grow in Him, many of those desires are, He's put those desires there. And He means for them, He wants them to be fulfilled in our lives. But there is a condition, and that is to delight ourselves in God. And how do we do that? Well, I went to Scripture, and I'm in the process of sharing Scriptures with you. To the first area, it talked about repentance and reconciliation with God. I shared some Scriptures that we will delight ourselves in God when we are in right relationship with Him, whether if we're coming to Him for the first time as our Savior, or if we've fallen and we've sinned, we can thank the Lord that we have an advocate with the Father, and we can be restored to righteousness. I mean, we're always spiritually in a place of righteousness, but I believe some say, well, you know, it's not necessary. All the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, past, present, and future. Well, that is true. There's no question. Every sin you have committed in the past that you presently will commit or in your future has been covered by the blood of Jesus. However, if you were in a relationship with someone, you would really, I mean, if you hurt them, offended them, you would want to go to them and say, I'm sorry. That's why we ask the Lord to continually restore us, to create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, because the Word also is very clear. The grace is a wonderful, wonderful thing, but if we deliberately and willingly continue to sin, and our relationship with the Lord is cool, we really don't care if we obey Him or not, then it talks about crucifying the Son of God afresh. And so it's a very serious thing when we play around with the things of God. God, He's very long-suffering, He's very patient, but if we willingly refuse God and just push Him out of our lives, well, then we will suffer the consequences. And so Jesus said, the man who hears His words and builds his house upon the rock and does them, but if he doesn't, the storms come and the house falls, and great is the fall of that house. So, beloved, it's important that we really desire to keep ourselves in a right relationship with God and do all that we can to walk pleasing in His sight. Now, if we, of course, love Him, we want to obey Him in that second area that I said the Word shows us that we can delight ourselves in God is that we must honor and obey His Word. And I'm just going to share some scriptures with you. Psalm 112 and 1 says, "Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in His commandments." And that Psalm goes on to say, "His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, wealth and riches shall be in his house." So, beloved, do you really love the law of God? Here's some other verses I want to share with you. Psalm 1, 1 and 2 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." But listen, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Psalm 40 and 8 says, "I delight to do thy will, O my God, yet thy law is within my heart." Psalm 119 and 16 says, "I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word." Psalm 119 and 77 says, "Let thy tender mercies come unto me that I may live, for thy law is my delight." And then a New Testament scripture found in the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 22. Paul declares, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man." So I think that's enough scriptures. It's very plain and clear to see that we delight in God as we honor and obey His word. And then the third area that I'd like to share with you is we delight ourselves in God by laying aside our will and seeking His. And you know, there's many scriptures that basically convey the sense of this. For example, in Romans, it talks about present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God, which is our reasonable service. Well, if we're doing that, we are really seeking God's will. That speaks of total submission. You know, like a burnt offering under the old covenant was placed on the altar. It was totally consumed. Nothing was left. It was burnt, totally surrendered, yielded to God. And so this is a way that we will delight ourselves in God. And if we do these three things, He says He'll give us the desires of our heart. And there's a key scripture I'd like to share with you at length in understanding what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord. And I would like to be reading from Isaiah, the 58th chapter, verses 13 and 14. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shalt honor him," that's the Lord, "not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Praise God. This is an important scripture. There are three things that are mentioned. Turn away from doing thy pleasure, call the Sabbath a delight, and honor the Lord. Let's look at that first one. The word says, "Turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day." In other words, don't do the things that please us, but rather the things that please God. What are they? Well, Isaiah does tell us a few chapters earlier, Isaiah 56, verses 1 through 7. The word says, "Keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that doeth this," or does justly, "and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keepeth his hand from doing evil." And actually, I want to think I read a little bit more. Neither, this is verse 3, let the son of the stranger that hath joined himself to the Lord speak, saying, the Lord hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them, listen to this, will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of the stranger that join themselves to the Lord to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Praise God. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. Praise God. So we see in Isaiah, that 58 I was reading from a little earlier, that God rebukes Israel. He says to them, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. So to turn away from doing your own thing, and secondly, that passage says, call the Sabbath a delight. In the context of this scripture, we find that observing the Sabbath leads to delighting ourselves in the Lord. Now, let me just say this. We're no longer under the strict observances of the Mosaic Law, but we're under a new covenant with better promises. For the Christian today, every day is holy unto the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. In reading this verse in Isaiah, we must understand the spiritual applications for our lives today. The Sabbath represents for us today that we have ceased from our own labors and entered into the rest of God. Hebrews 4, 9 and 10 says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by, and with the Lord's help, we will conclude this message tomorrow. Thank you for joining me. I do invite you to share your prayer needs, and I just want to thank you so much for your faithfulness in listening, for your faithful prayers. They mean so much, as well as for your financial support, without which I'd not be able to be on this station. Thank you so much. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,